This is Radiophiles, a showcase and analysis of productions from the international radio art network, Radio. Today, we visit Radio Nova in Oslo, in Norway.
My name is Ragnhild Faller. I am the Radio Nova radio contact. I've been volunteering at Radio Nova since 2008.
Can you explain to us how Radio Nova works, what the setup is,
and yeah,
the structure and the people that use the radio and what they use it for?
It's a student radio with quite a large body of volunteers, around maybe 100 different volunteers a year, with quite a large turnover. It's also a kind of free cultural radio station. So on the one hand, it's the student radio, and on the other, it has a strong identity as being a cultural radio station that covers things of interest, from music that you wouldn't hear on the radio to topics that seem a bit queer or just plain interesting. It started as the oldest non-commercial, non-Christian local radio in Norway when the monopoly broke in the early 80s. And it was started by students who were radio enthusiasts and who had been experimenting with radio on the technical side from before, and were ready to go to set up the radio station, and they collaborated with the students who wanted to be on the radio and talk and make radio that hadn't been heard before. So they would have quite interesting shows on that were quite experimental at the time. For instance, reporters who were out reporting from the streets when demonstrations were happening, calling in from phone booths. It sounds quite ordinary now, but then it was quite something. It gave a first platform for many of Norway's radio and media personalities, where they were allowed to explore who they wanted to become on and off air. And has very few limits in terms of what is allowed to go on air, and it's very open to exploring the medium in different ways. So now it's also been quite at the forefront of developing its own DAB and DAB Plus technology. So it's broadcasts 24/7 on DAB Plus, which is quite interesting for a small local student radio with limited funding. The technicians have their own club called the Oslo Student Radio Club, Oslo Studentenes Radio Klubb, OSRC, which has been going on since almost the 1950s. I would call them maybe the invisible backbone of the radio station. They make things work and are allowed to experiment quite much on the technical side as well.
Norway has been in the news in terms of radio recently by switching off some of the analog channels of the state broadcasters. How is the feeling about this at Radio Nova?
I think because Radio Nova already broadcasts on DAB Plus, it's not a very stressed feeling. I think when Radio Nova only broadcasts on the FM, it had to share the channel with some other stations. For instance, its sister radio station, Radio Rakel, a feminist radio station, and a couple of others. And I think most Radio Nova people view DAB Plus as a possibility to explore the 24/7 format in a larger degree and being more established as a radio channel with ownership to a frequency on the air. But at the same time, in the public at large, I think there's a lot of skepticism about turning off the FM. I was discussing the possibilities of FM after FM has been put down with someone who was of the opinion that this would be a golden opportunity for pirate radios to have a renaissance.
There is this noise musician in Norway who said that the sad thing is that quite often the most beautiful thing on the radio was what was between the channels. And, my name then is Hans Christian Hirve. And what I do is I make radio. Mostly I make small radio pieces for a radio show that is broadcasting on the national radio. It's not so easy to define. It's kind of sound design, but then again, it's like very creative sound design is. So it's this mixture of sound design and sound art that I do for them. I'm not educated in art at all. Or I went to this musical high school, not musical, but I played the guitar at a music high school. And then I have a master's degree in Russian studies. So I know a lot about Russian society. And so I made radio at the student radio. And then I got a job in the national radio as a journalist. In the ending, while I was working there as a journalist, I was with some others. We were starting up this new radio show. And the person responsible for this new radio show, she liked me and she liked what I did. So she said, well, the national broadcasting, they are not allowed to hire freelance journalists because they are supposed to have journalists themselves. But they could hire freelance sound artists. And haven't you been making lots of contemporary music and stuff? Yeah, well, yeah, not lots, but yeah, I've been doing that on the side. Well, this is great. Yeah, so out of nowhere, I suddenly had this dream job of making what was for me this obscure interest that I had on my spare time with sound art and with the radio art and stuff that I searched for on the internet and really enjoyed listening to. And suddenly I was there getting paid to make it. So it was, I don't know anyone else in this country that has a work similar to mine. But I'm just so grateful for like how that turned out. Well, how to explain it? I think like no one would imagine that there was a position like this, and then someone just made it, and then there is. It's like things can happen quite quickly. Like in Norway, we have one person who's very good at playing chess, and suddenly, the whole country is playing chess. Ragnhild, who you talked to, who is responsible for this radio show that is in Radio Nova, she and I used to have that radio show together with one more person. So I was approached just like, would you like to make a piece for the radio network? And then I said yes. And then it was during the summer. So I was actually going to go on a sail trip with a friend, but then his sailboat broke down. I was going to make it in a hurry, but then I suddenly had some days of like vacuum there in the summer. I had this idea of Teddy Lover, or I could imagine it. I didn't know like exactly what it would be like, and I didn't plan it very much. But I sat down and I had these ideas that I didn't write down, but I just recorded the voice.
Yeah, and I think if you turn onto it quite randomly, which is nice with radio, that you can sometimes listen to something that's completely unexpected. You might listen a bit and then maybe you wander off into your thoughts or do something else. But then I think I would want to go back and listen a bit more, if you know what I mean. It's almost like you don't want to listen to it, but you have to, in a sense.
And now, radio show number 487, Teddy Love by Hans Christian Herve for Radio Nova. Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
I just want you to know something. That I'm naked. Every time you hear my voice, I'm totally naked. I have no clothes on. I want you to picture me in your head. My stomach. Not as fit as it used to be, but it's still my stomach, you know. A naked stomach. And my breasts. Large breasts. Maybe they have seen better days, but I don't mind. I just love the way they make you feel. I just love what they do to you. This is the sound of my desire. And this here? This is the sound of my longing. And this is the sound of me thinking of you. Thank you. This is my voice. Can you remember how much clothes I am wearing each time you hear my voice? That's right. I'm wearing no clothes at all. Every time you hear my voice, I'm totally naked. And every time you hear this sound, you should be a little more naked. You should take off one piece of clothing every time you hear this sound. Do you think I'm being childish? I don't mind. Listen now. Here's the sound. So what did you take off? Oh, I'm very glad to hear that. You should take off something more, you know. Did you hear the sound? And remember, I have absolutely nothing on. Picture my big breasts. How does that make you feel? Really? Picture my big butt. Did I say that? Well, maybe it was only in your head. Picture it anyway. This is the sound of my thoughts. And this is the sound of my needs. And this is the sound of me thinking of you. Did you hear that sound? Did you take something off? I want you to take off more clothes every time you hear this sound. Listen now. Listen now. Listen now. You should not have any clothes left now. I want you to lay down beside me. Feel my stomach, feel my hips, feel between my legs. I want to say something that can make you feel excited in the modern kind of way. You want me to say something that can make you feel excited? Okay. Have you seen this TED Talk? It is with this woman, and she thinks totally outside of the box. And I was so amazed by the way she had made her speech. And did you see this other TED Talk? It was this guy, and he used to be the boss of this big company, but now he's not anymore. And all his views and all his perspectives, they were so, oh, you know, in this modern kind of way. And did you see this TED Talk with this, I think maybe she was this philosopher, but like, you know, in this corporate kind of way. And I was so amazed, and she made me think in a totally different way than I did before. And did you see this TED Talk? And did you see this other TED Talk? And they were just so brilliant, and I was just like, wow. Listen to this sound. This is the sound of my desire. And listen to this sound. This is the sound of a real TED Talk. Thank you.
what you want.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out. What were you thinking?
Yeah. in a way, it's kind of a piece about. It's so banal when you say it, when you put words on it, but it's kind of a piece about alienation for me. I wanted this narrator or this person talking to have like a bit of undefined gender. Well, that it's something that I often like to make this floating universe that you're not quite sure what it is, where you are now. And also, I like this interactivity that, of course, no one listening to it would want to start dressing off because someone on the radio says you're supposed to undress. Like, it won't happen. But then it's so insisting, which I also like. So I got lost. The point was this alienation that we're people are actually still, even after the internet came, calling sex telephones to talk to a person to get them to take you somewhere else in your imagination, to give you an experience that you're not able to maybe get in your ordinary life. The person is insisting that there has been an evolvement, and now we are at this place where we have this modern kind of urge, and the ultimate way of getting that kick is to listen to a TED talk, because that's like, for me, when I made this, it's already some years ago, maybe 3 years ago or something, but it was in my peak of everybody's talking about TED talks they saw. And the TED talks, they are so well prepared. They are put into this form that this is how you build up to get the audience to like what you're saying. No matter what you're telling, you have to have this final point where you had learned something. So this is how I realized that I would never get to be a rock star or something like this. Like, you have these endings that makes you feel satisfied with a story. We need them to put it into this form for us to be able to be interested for such a long time, or for us to be prepared on what we're going to hear or where it's going to end. And that's so that's kind of the point for me with Teddy Love. In the piece, the person is referring to a TED talker who is a philosopher in a corporate kind of way. And for me, that's what all this is about. It's like, I have this lovely story, but I have to tell it in a corporate kind of way. Or I'm the new Descartes or the new Kant, but I have to explain it to you in a corporate kind of way, or like in this, not a corporate kind of way, but in this commercial kind of setting. Or like I have to make it able to sell. I have to sell it to you. Like everything has to be sold. And then the beginning of Teddy Love, with this story about I'm this person, I'm demanding you to do stuff, and then this here, and then comes the sound. This is the sound of my longing, I think, and this is the sound of my desire, this other sound, and this is the sound of me talking, thinking about you, comes. And then this music starts, which is then just the, it's just the cooperation of my desire and my longing, which then are combined when I'm thinking of you. It's kind of a romantic thing. But then that goes on for far too long, I think. Well, at least for me. I always think like, what is it supposed to be that long? But I remember doing that as kind of a protest against this form that you have to put everything into for people to not lose interest, or for people to not be irritated because now it's too long. My attention span isn't prepared for this. Both like the gender bending and the manipulation of the voice I actually do that quite often, because in Norwegian I have a very specific dialect. It's an accent from up in the mountains, like the highest mountains in Norway. So what it says to Norwegians is most often that I probably play the fiddle and play folk music, and that I I'm a very I'm probably a guy that's very safe, but also not very intellectual, and I would like to wear my national costume as often as I could. I would wish it was National Day every day. The creepiness of it was especially for this. I don't have a habit of doing that. only very late at night on telephones with people that don't know my number or something.
Radiophiles is a mobile radio production for Documenta 14. For more information, visit mobile-radio.net.